IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. I have two very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of globalization and how the late Imam Khomeini wanted to, with his ideas, we can say, on global Islamic values, wanted to oppose the negative effects of globalization in the Western sense of the world. We know that the late Imam Khomeini was after reviving some Islamic values, and he thought that the main obstacle on his way is the concept of globalization in terms of the Western values. Through global values of Islam, the late Imam Khomeini wanted to oppose the concept of globalization. We could see that for sure there was a danger felt by the late Imam Khomeini on that time in this modern world. What are those dangers exactly?
You know, the first danger is that when you want to universalize your ideology, it means that you would never respect any differences in the whole world. Mm-hmm. You want to make like one single model of life. You want to present one single, let's say, lifestyle or let's say values for the whole world.
Yes.
So it is dangerous. Okay. Because it leads to a kind of, let's say, tension, a kind of, we can say, war and challenges for the whole world.
Yes.
Because the other nation would start resisting.
Yes.
When they start resisting against you, then of course there would be clash. Clash of civilizations would be there. Mm-hmm. If you do not respect the differences in terms of culture, in terms of religions, in terms of, let's say, other social values. So that's why globalization itself is dangerous.
Yes.
For the peaceful life of the whole world. Mm-hmm. Because in globalization, if it means that you respect the differences,
yes,
you respect the other nations, you respect the other cultures, the other religions, so that's okay. That's okay. But the problem is that when they globalize their ideologies, they say that, okay, you Indians, you Muslims, you Chinese, all of you have to follow us. Mm-hmm. You have to accept our ideology, our lifestyle, our cultural values. So, of course, it would never happen. No nation would accept this. So that's why it seems that, as nowadays we see that there is a kind of clash,
yes,
between different powers in the world, it is something that is happening right now. It shows that globalization was not successful in the way that they defined globalization by their own thinkers and their own philosophers. That is why there should be a kind of interculturality, mm-hmm, or a kind of dialogue between the different cultures. So to establish a kind of system that would lead to a kind of respect to all the nations, all the cultures, all the religions, they should be respected. And this way, Islam has no problem with this. Okay. Muslims respect the Jews. Muslim respects the Hindus,
yes,
the Buddhists. And they do not force or pressurize the others to accept their ideology. As you see, for example, numbers of, maybe millions of non-Muslims live peacefully with Muslims throughout the history, yes, of Islam, in the Islamic areas, in the Islamic lands. And even sometimes, for example, very big non-Islamic countries like India was ruled over by the Muslims.
Yes.
But Muslims did not force them, did not pressurize them to accept their religion. Still, they are Hindus. Mm-hmm. But if you go back to the history of India,
yes,
you see that many Muslim rulers were ruling over them for many decades, but it did not happen. So it shows that Islam does not have problem with a kind of peaceful life, with a kind of respect to the other, yes, nations, the other cultures. But if you force and pressurize others,
yes,
to accept your ideologies, of course.
This is like the radical, for example, behaviors of ISIS, Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That would not. That would never be
accepted.
Yeah.
And reinforcing, we can say, their values.
Yeah.
All
that's why
the
I think the late Imam Khomeini and the other main Muslim scholars and thinkers, they were they understood this mm-hmm. danger.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they opposed this ideology.
Especially the about the westernization.
Yeah, westernization of the countries, of the societies.
Westoxication, as they call it.
Because naturally and logically it doesn't work.
Yes, that's all right. Even they talked about the global village. For example, through media technology nowadays, in his book, that's all right, Understanding Media, 1964, Marshall McLuhan, one of the thinkers of the Western world, has talked about the global village, how the media technologies and the communications, we can say throughout the world, can link the world together. And through this media, we are facing a kind of global village now, whose behaviors are the same. And nowadays, media has a role, Said Mohsen, isn't it? Maybe the late Imam Khomeini on that time was talking about a kind of medium through, for example, traditional means like minbar, sending preachers or something like that. But what about the new generations of the Muslims nowadays? What should they do in order to, to export the Islamic values all around the world through the media to oppose globalization?
Well, obviously, when we look at the idea of global village through internet, obviously everything is connected. It was initially telephones, then mobile phones, then internet. Now we have mobile phones like the phone, smartphones.
Yes.
We have the social media. For our youth, obviously, the very first thing is to be aware of the ethics in the media, the use of media. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the media ethics as it is being defined by the Western educational system. Why? The reason is the Western governments or the West, when it is talking about the media ethics, it is to how to use it, for example, and it is in their own favor so that they can sell more and more products. And that's how they are teaching it. It's not the actual ethics in the means that you need to know. The you need to get awareness of how to use it, what are the fors and, you know, the disadvantages of this media, and up to what limit you can use. What they say is, you know, you need to minimize your timings and all those things, but they never talk about the advantages and disadvantages of media itself or the social media itself. Yes. So what I mean is, I mean that they should know what is in line with the teachings of Islam. They should bound themselves into that.
Yes.
You know, when we are socializing with the people, obviously over the social media, as apparently you're not allowed to, for example, I'm just giving an example, to not to disclose yourself in the public for a woman, a Muslim woman, she has to observe the hijab. Similarly on the media, when you post your pictures on the Facebook, even if you have your family members on, I don't know, WhatsApp or other you know, social media means, you're basically disclosing your privacy. This is one of the biggest issues.
Yes.
That why we do not have secrets, why Google know everything about us? Because we are using Google products.
Yes.
And they have access to every single thing.
Now this ChatGPT is, on, you know, this smart
now, why TikTok,
intelligence.
Yes. Why TikTok was basically, you know, put like
put on trial
put
in
on
the
trial,
US.
Yes, in the US.
In the US, yes.
Why was it?
It was
it's because
court.
The government had a fear of their own data, of their own privacy. So what about people's privacy? You know, a person on his own, what is about what about his privacy? So our youth, Muslim youth, they should be careful about using the media. We don't say they should not use, because obviously we need to advance.
Yes.
But we need to learn the proper way of this. Similarly, the ChatGPT, how it is, you know, working. Now it's easier for people, you know, to get the things that they wanted.
Information.
This information can be favorable for them.
Yes.
It can bring advantages, and it perhaps it has the disadvantages.
Yes.
As the developer of this software, he has claimed that I made a mistake.
Yes.
That I have made.
I fear
this.
For the future.
Yes. So why the developer is saying this? So this is an alarming situation for us.
That's all right.
On the other hand, when we talk about the globalization, obviously this is a concept which was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. In chapter Baqarah, verse 213, Allah says, كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً the mankind were one community, the whole mankind. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ وَمُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. Then Allah has raised amongst them the prophet who were the bringer of good news and warners. وَأَنزَلَ مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. And then he sent with them the books, بِالْحَقِّ, which is the truth. Why he sent these prophets and books? لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. So that they can judge amongst the people for what they have differences in it, in what they differ. We belong to different cultures.
Yes.
That is true. In globalization or global village, we have different cultures. We have differences. But how to cope these differences? How to come over with these differences? So this is the books. This is the guidance which was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And that is the same idea which was said by Imam Khomeini, that we need to go back to the fitrah.
Yes.
The innate.
Yes.
Because the prophets, they came to shine this innate and to talk about the commonalities and not the disputes, and do not let the oppressors or arrogant or politicians to rule over the world.
In better words, the late Imam Khomeini has emphasized on some universal values, is better to say, because universalization is different from globalization. Now, in universalization, you know, we have some specific traits, regardless of the religion. They refer back to the human per se. We can say to the human in general and the human's nature. So Imam Khomeini was after this, I think, the universalization of some of the values that are missed in modern world. So whether it be a Muslim or non-Muslim, but Islam has... a map of life for you. And the late Imam Khomeini has claimed this. That's all right. So, Shaykh Rouhani, the last question is that would such kind of type of exporting, for example, Islamic values, be itself changed into a globalization or not? For example, through Islamic ideology, we want to encourage the others to globalize our values, and we face the opposition of the others. What happens now?
You know, what happened in the history of Islam is this, that the true Muslims always try to present the truth to the other nations, to the follower of other religions. If they accept this truth, you know, willingly,
yes,
and then there's no problem with it, they would accept.
Yes.
As, for example, the people of Indonesia, Malaysia, you know, these people, number of millions of people in these countries, they accepted Islam without any war, any battle, any kind of force, you know. So if they let Islam, I mean the arrogant powers, if they let Muslims to present the truth, the haqiqah of Islam,
yes,
to the other nations, they would accept. But the problem is that, unfortunately, the arrogant powers do not let Muslims to present the true Islam.
Yes.
That is why they try to present fabricated Islam, false Islam. You know, they level false accusations against Islam, propagate against Islam. And this are the problems that nowadays we have. Even they themselves do not respect Islam in a way that Islam is. That's why they try to present a fabricated, let's say, deviated kind of Islam to the people in order to stop Islam from being spread all over the world. That's why we believe that Islam is the religion of truth. If the truth presented truly to the mankind, it would be accepted.
That's right.
It would be accepted. As it happened in the history.
Okay.
Look, for example, these millions of Muslims, more than 1 billion of Muslims nowadays we have. Look, all of them were forced,
yes,
were pressurized to accept Islam. Or, for example, nowadays, the population of Muslims are increasing in the Western countries. Are these people forced by Muslims to accept Islam? Of course not. Even sometimes they are the, let's say, opposed to Islam. When they search about Islam, they finally accept Islam. They are very well-known figures in the West. So it shows that if they let Muslims, allow Muslims to present the true Islam, they would accept.
Yes.
Not as a threat, not as a danger, because they will find Islam as a peaceful religion, as a perfect religion, as the best religion that perfect them, that, let's say, that help them to have a better life.
Yes.
Not only in this world, but also in the hereafter.
Okay.
So this kind of system, if it is presented correctly and truly, it would be accepted.
Okay. And the late Imam Khomeini was
after this is the idea of
representation
Imam Khomeini,
of this system to the world. That's right. Okay. Thank you, my Sheikh Rouhani, and thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. In another episode, God bless you all. Fi aman.
شفاعة أنا لها